A reception at the Kepra Institute has brought together a group of Indianapolis residents to socialize, eat, and talk about how to make their community better. The food on offer is mostly homemade, cooked by some of Kepra's leaders, ground turkey spaghetti, chicken curry, broccoli, and a colorful salad.
Well, I need to be eating healthier because I don't put on a lot of weight in the last 3 years. Man.
Keith Pichelle is a music producer who lives nearby, in the Crown Hill neighborhood northwest of downtown Indianapolis. The food he usually eats, he confesses, is not as healthy as the Kepra buffet.
I mean, you end up in the more processed stuff, like just the frozen pizzas. I will admit I've eaten the frozen pizzas.
There are a variety of reasons why we grab certain foods at the grocery store, how much we can spend, how healthy we want to be, how adventurous we're feeling, but none of that factors in if there is no grocery store. 1 year ago, Crown Hill and the surrounding area lost its only nearby groceries when the Double Eight chain suddenly closed.
Double Eight was not a good place to buy food or produce, but we did it.
In a year since, nothing has taken Double Eight's place. To get groceries, residents like Pichelle need to travel, but he says making the 4-plus-mile trip to the nearest Safeway or Walmart, especially for other locals who don't have cars, is hard.
Basically, a group of us were like, we should do something. You know, we gotta take matters into our own hands.
Mimi Zakim is an organizer at Kepra who works on what's called the Community Controlled Food Initiative, or CCFI. It's based on a program they discovered in Louisville called Fresh Stop, which also has its own Indianapolis location at a church about a mile away. Here's how the food initiative works. Zakim and her team of volunteers take orders from residents the first week of the month, place those orders with a handful of local farmers, pick the food up at the farmers market, then bag and distribute it out of their space. For $25, you get one bag of produce. That's at least 10 pounds, Zakim says. For seniors and anyone in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, that cost is cut in half.
It's just been a really beautiful and empowering experience for, I think, everyone involved.
The initiative had 36 monthly customers when it launched 5 months ago, but it hasn't grown much since, with 42 customers today. While that may seem like a small number, Ron Gifford, CEO of Jump In, says it's a great example of the kinds of community efforts that might make a difference.
If you want to end up with healthy people, you have to create healthy behaviors. The easiest way to create healthy behaviors is to create healthy environments in which those behaviors occur.
Jump In, an Indianapolis initiative focused on reducing childhood obesity, works with local organizations to launch programs like CCFI. Gifford says they're even more important in low-income communities like Crown Hill.
There are significant underlying issues of poverty that just have to be addressed holistically in the community. As we talk about poverty, we need to talk about health in the same context because they do relate.
Getting healthy food into low-income communities addresses the supply problem, but Gifford says that's only half of the solution. You also have to create demand.
Just putting baskets of fresh vegetables that are not part of my diet in front of me and telling me, hey, feed your kids fruits and vegetables, isn't a very effective strategy.
Pichelle faced this very problem when he pulled a vegetable out of his CCFI bag that he's never liked, green beans.
I didn't even like it when my mama was cooking it, but I looked on her, I mean, they were fresh, you know, really fresh green beans. I'm like, well, let me see. And I was like, I think there's a recipe for sauteing it. And I had olive oil in the house and some garlic, so I sauteed it, and I think I put in a little bit of bacon, and I loved it.
Now, when Pichelle makes the occasional trip to Safeway, he says he usually throws green beans into his cart. But Gifford says that encouraging healthy eating habits, starting long before adulthood, is the best way to create widespread demand for nutritious food. Drew Dodlin, Side Effects Public Media.